Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
We're all trying to get home. I can remember thinking that, like we've heard many people say, that things would be better if you had this or you had that. But, you know, since I've been exposed to God's goodness, I'm trying to get over there.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm on a journey trying to get home. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for this meeting that we have, that I wouldn't, I guess, have known anything about it if it wasn't for God's goodness. Amen.
And
this helps us on our journey.
Amen.
Amen. This strengthens us. This does something that the world knows nothing about. I'm reminded when Jesus was there in the upper room and he was washing his feet, and said, "This that I do to you, you don't know about it. You don't understand this." And you know, like Brother Bruce was preaching on, he said, "You don't know anything about this until you do it." Amen. And I'm thankful for that tonight. And I've started thinking about the word we're going to use tonight's coming out of 1 John 2:1, that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he tells us in his word that there's none good, there's none that's without sin, that we've all fallen short of the glory of God. And you know, as we're on this journey, I want you to think about tonight that we have an advocate.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
We have an advocate.
That's right.
Jesus Christ,
Amen.
The righteous. I started thinking about what it means to be an advocate, as Tommy preached this morning on the danger of continuing in sin. But I want to tell you tonight about the advantage we have with an advocate. That we have an advocate tonight that's faithful. We have an advocate tonight that no matter what your failure is, no matter what your problem is, he is able. He is just. He is faithful to cleanse us of all unrighteousness.
Amen.
Don't go out throughout your life as a Christian saying, "Well, there's no hope for me," because there's an advocate that can help you. There's an advocate that can deliver you. There's an advocate that has what it takes to bring you before God the Father, spotless and blameless.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
We have an advocate tonight. I started thinking about today as we was praying and looking in the Scripture. We'll open up the book in a minute. We'll honor His Word. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Thinking about it. Who were the advocates in the Old Testament? Let's read God's Word. Stand to your feet. We'll read this. And 1 John, the second chapter. First verse says, "My little children, these things I write unto you that you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And He is the propitiation for our sins, not only for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." Let's pray. Father, add your blessing to this word. I know that the unction has come. The Spirit is amongst us. Now do that work, God, that only you can do, that secret work. Those that abide underneath the shadow of God Almighty have this privilege. And God, we thank you, Father. Now we ask, God, your blessing upon this prayer, this word, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I was thinking about how the children of Israel, because, you know, this that we do is tied to, in the Old Testament, when the children of Israel were in Egypt, they were in bondage, and how God sent the Spirit of the Lord to them in word and deed and power, that when the death angel, according to the Word of God, come, that it would pass over them.
Right.
And I'm thinking about how there was many in those homes, they weren't worthy of being passed over. As a matter of fact, just as Moses was now an accused murderer, all knew that he had done this act. There was nothing good about him, but that God had prepared a way. In other words, he had advocated for them And that if they would take this blood and put it on the doorpost,
that's right. That's right.
That when the death angel come, in other words, the punishment that they were worthy of would come, it would pass over them. And how that they all should have been ever grateful for this.
Amen.
But yet when they were led out of Egypt, they feared for their lives. They feared for the things of Egypt. And yet it seemed as if they had gone unchanged. Let us not go forward unchanged.
Amen.
Let us understand that just because Jesus came to us one day in a desperate state, I don't care how old you were, I don't care where you were at when this came, don't be unchanged by the salvation given to us by God and then forsake this opportunity.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
There's no need. We have a great advocate.
Amen.
An advocate is one that stands for them that can't speak for themselves.
Amen.
That have no hope. Somebody that's weak. Somebody that's oppressed. And Jesus advocates your case before God the Father day in and day out. He is the mediator between man and God, making your case my case so that we can stand before God without punishment. And the only way that that's possible is because Christ Jesus took our place.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. He took our place.
Jesus.
I don't know about you, but when I think about my sin and I think how that the only thing left behind is my sin nature, yet He advocates my case and He tells me that when I sin, any man say he's not a sinner, the truth is not in him.
Amen.
And I sin, but I hate it.
That's right.
I hate it.
That's right.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Yet Paul said, the sin that I do, I don't do it, but by my flesh. My flesh is a sinful thing.
Yeah.
It desires sin, yet the Spirit of God in my mind, I serve the living God.
Yeah.
And in order to do that, I must keep subjecting myself unto God. Unto His Word,
Amen.
Unto His people,
Amen.
Being held accountable for my path, my behavior. Don't you dare overlook my sin.
Yeah.
You call me out. You bring it to the surface and you say, you can't do this.
Yeah. God help us.
You see, it takes a boldness to say that.
Yeah. God help us.
But it takes a boldness tonight for you to get right. And I'm telling you tonight that He's faithful and just to forgive you your sin.
Amen.
And cleanse you of all unrighteousness.
Amen.
That you have no right to sin against God. You have no right to sin against God's people. You have no right to continue in sin. Why? Because we have a good God.
Amen.
I had to look it up. I was looking at Gavin's and his girlfriend's shirt. Jireh.
Yeah.
The Lord will provide. Amen. I was thinking that was it. I got in there and I looked, and that's what Abraham knew God as, a God that provides. Amen. Why did He call Him that? Because when He was going to sacrifice His own Son, God provided a better sacrifice. And when you and I come before the Lord, we should be reminded that God provided a better sacrifice for us. One that we could not muster up, but one that was given that would do the job.
Amen.
What job would it do? It would make
me
acceptable before God. It wasn't because of my goodness. It was because of His love for me. It was a great love. It was a love that I didn't deserve. That's what makes love love, by the way, if you didn't know it. Love is something that is done for them that don't deserve it, that don't expect anything in return for it. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm just like them in the Old Testament. I'm just like Naomi's daughter-in-law. She experienced God's love. I don't know how. You'd think with Naomi being bitter and sin, the devastation of her family, you'd have thought she'd have gave up on that, but she saw through that. Amen. She saw all the way to Calvary.
That's
That's what she did. She saw all the way to a sacrifice that was given for her. And as a result of it, you and I have received the blessing of her obedience through that bloodline, through that blood that was shed on Calvary.
Yeah.
It's a great thing that God has done for us. And when we think about this, we think about Jesus. We think about Him being a man that I was reading today about the two sides of Jesus. Was Jesus in need of repentance? And we know that to be true. He didn't need repent. He never did no sin. There was nothing in Him that would cause anybody to accuse Him of it. As a matter of fact, His enemy said nobody ever spake like this.
Yeah.
Amen. They sent Him out to destroy Him. They sent Him out to arrest Him. And they came back without Him.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Don't come back without Him. Right. Amen. Come back with Him. Advocating for... They should have been saying He did something for me I'd never had done for me before. Yet they missed it.
Yeah.
Don't miss it. Come back with the fullness of God. Stay before Him. I don't know why people choose not to be a part of this, part of church covenant.
That's right. Amen.
You know what that means? They're in disobedience.
Yep.
With the Lord.
Sure.
With this church. And I condemn them not. I've not come to bring a message of condemnation.
Right.
Romans says there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. But you must walk in the Spirit.
Yeah.
You must forsake the flesh. My feelings don't count.
Yeah.
What I want doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what, in the kingdom of God, there won't be nobody voting for a king.
Right.
We'll all be saying yes and amen on the one who is the King, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There won't be any discussion. There won't be any round tables. There won't be any councils over this. He is the supreme leader, King of kings, and Lord of lords.
Amen.
And yet He came to be a part of, to make me a part of His family.
Yeah.
He came that I could be accepted in the Beloved.
Thank you, Lord.
He never needed to make a sacrifice for Himself like Abraham did. Great advocates in the Old Testament like Esther and Abraham and even Noah advocating get right with God, preaching the righteousness of God for 120 years, and yet no one listened.
Yeah.
We're getting in a day and age, amen, where it is like in that last days, like it was in the days of the flood, when the message of the gospel is going out and people are turning their ear from it, they're turning their eyes from Jesus. I'm going to tell you what, we're living in a day when you and I must stay the path. We must keep the faith. We must do what God has bid us to do. We must love the unlovable and walk the walk of faith. You can't do that on your own.
That's right.
It takes meetings like these. 3 days of giving people the privilege and opportunity to repent and examine themselves.
Yes.
Listen, if you've not repented yet, repent tonight.
Right.
Don't reach forth your hand tonight unworthily when there's an advocate that's faithful. When there's a way that will cleanse you.
That's
when there's
right.
a way that you can stand before God tonight free from condemnation of sin.
Amen.
And reach forth your hand with joy and faith and greatness of God advocating for you.
Amen.
I just couldn't get over it. I was standing there this morning. He's preaching. And the Spirit of the Lord just kept jumping up inside of me. There's an advocate. There's an advocate. There's an advocate. That when I stand before the supreme judge, He's going to say, wait a minute.
That's
I applied the blood. Well, wait a minute.
Amen.
He believed my word. Wait a minute. He hid it in His heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, it got overwhelming. I had to stuff it down. You can't jump in the middle of somebody's message. Amen. It's out of order. Amen. You got to let the Spirit do the work. You don't know what God's going to do, but I knew this one thing. It kept screaming up and rising up inside of me saying, you better get right. You better confess your sin. You better know. unblameable before the Lord.
That's right.
I was thinking about how, praise the Lord, how hopeless we were outside of Christ coming and becoming a man.
Yeah, that's right.
You understand that? You'd have never got right with God.
Never.
You'd have been just like them priests that all day long offered sacrifices for their sin.
Right.
You know what our problem is? We have forgotten, and we do not think about the power of sin in its fullness. We just run over it and say, well, it's everybody does it. Look, nothing's happening. Yet all around us, death is taking its toll. It still has. Let me tell you, when death is finished, it brings forth death. Everybody that dies, they die because of sin. And it's prevalent. And it's coming after everyone.
Amen.
And yet we don't even think about it. Car wrecks, cancers, sicknesses, old age, we call it. But let me tell you what. Back in the days, they lived for thousands of years. They never thought about death the way we think about it. They were making sacrifices to live longer. When they were led out of Egypt, there was a sacrifice that was made. And you know what? Those years wandering in the forest, they had no sickness, no disease. There was nothing. Their clothes didn't wax old. Their shoes didn't wear out. Why? Because there was an advocate that paid for it all, that they could live.
Amen. Amen.
Don't reach forth your hand tonight. There's an advocate. I was thinking, y'all know we do the jail ministry, and they're getting that going again. I'm excited about that. I've heard hundreds of testimonies of, I don't have a lawyer. I've got a court-appointed lawyer. Let me tell you what a court-appointed lawyer is. Death. That's what it equals. They don't advocate. They play with the system. They get the money. They leave those people undone with no voice. I'm glad I've got an advocate. He doesn't leave me like that. He helps me. He shows me the way to go. And he tells me what to do to get it done.
Yeah.
I tell them boys in jail, you need an advocate that'll help you.
That's right.
Amen. One that'll get you out of trouble.
Yeah.
Amen. One that's never, I look at, he ain't never lost a case, neither will he. When he presents his case before the judge supreme, he gets done what he started. But I'm going to tell you what, you'll have to call him. You'll have to get a hold of him. You'll have to give him a down payment. In other words, you'll have to turn to him.
Amen.
With your heart.
That's right.
He said, you'll find me when you seek me with your heart.
Amen.
You know what the problem with man today? They ain't got no heart left. They've got a bunch of feelings and a bunch of wants and a bunch of desires and a whole bunch of sin. But their hearts are cold and indifferent. They're waxing colder and colder day in and day out. They're substituting the things of this world for the things that God expected us to believe and trust in Him for. You see, there's a day, just like I've listened to my neighbor today, there was a day he walked into a doctor's office and he had this bright, great old big scar on his leg. And he said, doctor looked at him and said, who in the world sewed that up? He said, I did. He said, there ain't no way. He said, when you're out in the woods or out in the country and there ain't nobody else around, you got to do what you got to do. My prayer is that America get to a place, your neighbors, your lost people, get to a place where there's nobody around to help them, where all they can do is look up and call on God and find the advocate.
That's right.
That'll help them.
That's right.
Tell you what, he's a very present help in the time of trouble.
Yeah.
But you'll have to turn to him. And we wonder, we sit here day in and day out, we get indifferent, we forget how great God is. We forget how mighty. This is the God that created everything that is. It's all been created for Him and by Him. Yet we look at Him and don't even think twice about it. We ought to reverence Him in all that we do, knowing that He's my advocate. Advocate's something you depend on.
Yeah.
Advocacy is something that's rare. When it happens for you, it ought to change you.
Yes.
It ought to do something that couldn't be done any other way. I become addicted to it. I become a slave to it. That's what Paul said.
Yeah.
I was once a slave to sin. Now I'm a slave to Him. No longer my own. We've read it all over and over again about how when Paul was lost and in sin, the things he did, he said, I did it unknowingly and ignorantly. But you know, there comes a time when you're not ignorant of your sin.
Right.
Comes a time when you're going to be held accountable for it.
Yes.
And just a simple rundown of the Ten Commandments ought to bring a little bit of repentance on the church.
Right.
We got idols galore and put everything before the Lord and can't make it to church services and don't even pray when we are at home missing church.
Yeah.
As I was studying today, I've tried to wind this down because I really want you to take advantage of the advocate tonight.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
In Luke 11:46, Jesus was speaking to a lawyer and he said, "Woe unto you also, ye lawyers, for ye lay men burdens grievous to be borne, and ye yourself touch not the burdens with one of your fingers." Now where am I going with that? I'm telling you, Jesus, he touched more with his finger. He gave his whole body.
Yeah.
To advocate. He didn't just lay a bunch of rules and regulations down. No, sir. He took the place of the sinner.
Amen.
He became living man, yet he was tempted in all points, yet sinned not. See, that's where the problem is with mankind. They think, well, he was God. He wasn't tempted. Tell me you fast 40 days out in the desert. Have the devil come talk to you.
Yeah.
You see how you get. You go 3 days without eating and you've fallen apart.
Yeah.
Yet Jesus was tempted in all points like as unto you and I.
Amen.
And yet for 40 days, by the supernatural power of faith to the Father, he endured in a flesh and body just like yours.
Amen.
I don't know how he did that. They say you go 14 days without, or 4 or 5 days without water, you die. 14 days without food, your body just turns inside of itself and starts eating itself. And yet Jesus went 40 days. You say, well, he had to be, he couldn't have been flesh and bones. Oh, yes, he was. But he had great faith. And I just want you to exercise faith tonight. He doesn't ask you to do any of that. He did it for you. Amen?
Amen.
I just want you to enjoy the Lord. Time's tough out there. Amen? And we got an advocate. Don't you forsake him. Amen?
Amen.
I understand, like
Amen.
Brother Steve said, his son uses the Lord as a spare tire, and I'm not asking you to do that. I'm just asking you to be faithful and obedient.
Amen.
Don't let sin known about sit
Amen.
And dwell inside of you. You sitting there knowing that you've done something that ain't right with God.
Yeah.
Don't you partake tonight.
Help us.
If you ain't willing to repent, having an advocate that is seated on the right hand of the Father
Amen.
Making intercession for you.
Yeah.
And then think it's going to be okay. It's just, well, I won't repent. I'll do it later. I'll get right. No. Just don't do it.
God help us.
You got a choice tonight. Let the advocate who's able.
Amen.
You see, you got to have faith. He's able. And then you got to understand that he's faithful. And that means he doesn't fail. He doesn't lose the case. You say, well, you don't understand, preacher. It's bigger than me. I can't lose it. He'll lose it for you. He'll give you a new heart, new desire.
Yeah.
He'll change your mind. He'll give you a whole new aspect on the situation.
Amen.
Amen. That's my message. Get a song.
Thank you, Lord.
I got more here, but I'm done. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Will you come to Him tonight? Will you allow Him? That's sad that I say that. Would you allow Him? You ought to just be running to Him saying, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. You want to throw a party in heaven? The Bible says that they rejoice in heaven over one sinner that repents rather than 100 that are just. I thank God for the word and for the advocacy that Christ has for all of us. Those that have been born again have the rights and privileges of the kingdom of God through Christ Jesus.